theme of hiding is repeated in the fossil record, as I found out when I visited the Unnatural History Museum and spoke with Professor Brian Biggles, an analogist. Professor, what exactly is analology?
It is the study of bottoms. I study rectums and behinds, derrieres, sit-upons, butts of extinct creatures, that sort of thing.
It's a pretty recent science.
Well, it's recent, but not pretty.
And where are we at the moment?
You're looking at the oldest arsehole in the world.
You?
No, not me. This.
Well, it looks just like a cave.
Yes, but it is in fact the rectum of a dinosaur. Would you like to go inside?
No thanks.
Come on, it won't bite you. We are now actually inside the rectum of a dinosaur.
Golly, it's huge.
Yes, these creatures could shift a ton and a half of excreta a day.
Wow, then this rock here
is dinosaur poop.
And what can you tell from all this?
Well, we can tell its diet, its habits, and whether or not the creature was gay.
Were there many types of gay dinosaurs?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've discovered many types of dinosaur were, in fact, bisexual. A Torontosaurus, for example, was a Canadian dinosaur which was straight for most of the winter, but which in hot weather, typically in summer, came out of the closet, so to speak, and rampantly cruised the swamps for action. The pink Plesiosaurus liked a little bit on the side, and the Tyrannosaurus Regina was a very, very predatory gay dinosaur who was very much a friend of Dorothy's.
And did they have their own bars and open restaurants together?
That's very offensive. This is my life's work, you know. I don't expect you to sneer at it. I spend my life researching rectums, seeking out the bones of the butts of extinct creatures, weeks closeted alone with giant sphincters of enormous creatures who wouldn't even shit on you. And it's sneer, 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 you showbiz scientist with your showbiz attitude to nature. It's all a big variety show for you, isn't it? I should have known when that Attenborough man was here. At least Palin kissed me.
I'm sorry, I just didn't know there were gay animals.
Have you ever been to the zoo?
Yes, but that's hardly typical.
At the San Francisco Zoo, they have over 25 species of gay mammal. There is a chimp in Denver that speaks American Sign Language with a lisp.